Odprti termin Radio Študent.
Hapsira in Visions of Beyond, Kosovo. Kljub neizbežnosti konca poletja in s tem povezanih turističnih doživetij je tudi v izteku še čas za trenutke hedonizma in eskapizma. In zakaj bi že nešteto leto ponovili tradicionalno romanje na najbližjo plažo, ko pa je v porastu glasbeni, oziroma v našem primeru, tehnoturizem? A tudi v okviru tega ne smemo biti povprečni in oditi v Berlin. Ne, poiskati moramo sceno, ki je ekstremnejša od domače. Bodi si v famah različnih substanc, bodi si v nehvaližnem kontekstu poskusov promocije podzemne glasbe in jo nato obiskati na terenu. Morda ste nekateri izmed vas prejšnji odstavek odmislili z kakšno pretiravanje, kaj se pa zdaj greste? A dejstvo je, da se bomo v nadaljevanju tokratnega odprtega termina posvetili intervjuju s soustanoviteljem Hapsire Uranom Badivukujem, ki z Arbnorjem Dragajem vodi to v zadnjem času najpomembnejšo organizacijo za underground elektroniko na Kosovu. Intervju smo izvedli ob tretji ediciji Hapsirinega festivala Visions of Beyond, ki dopolnjuje letno dogajanje v skladišču Rilinja v Prištini, kjer se globalna imena kot sta Vark in Vojski združujejo z lokalnimi DJ-ji kot sta Tuton in Era. Organizacija s statusom NVO-ja seveda ni ne prvi, ne izoliran takšen projekt v zgodovini zelo povezane kosovske elektronske scene, vseeno pa ji uspeva povezovati ideje skupnosti in družbenih sprememb, ki naj bi bivale v miljeju elektronske glasbe, a smo jim le redko priča ob uresničitvi na terenu.
Techno and this source of techno was and this will always be what these people need, Balkan people. We are more like, we need it.
V nadaljevanju pa torej intervju oziroma turistična tura z Uranom Badivukom po tehnu, dolgovih, prostorski stiski, nepriznanju Kosova strani spletnega portala Resident Advisor in še marsičim drugom.
Yeah, it's true that we are with Hapsira for like 2.5 years now, but we've been into this industry like for almost 15 years now. And being together with a friend, being a co-founder, I have another partner, Arnor Dragaj. Yeah, who is a childhood friend of mine. We've grown together, you know, and we have learned all the things together. And we have entered the electronic scene as well, all together. So to think about the 15 years we've spent in the industry, there have been so many shakings during those times, you know, shakings of the scene. First, after the war of Kosovo, we started to have sorts of illegal raves, because it's more than normal to have an illegal rave in a country where the war just has ended and no one cares what you do. So it was quite good. And those were the first steps to have an underground scene in Kosovo. The steps of the people, I always mention them, I can't escape without mentioning them. It's Bersan Trizaj, who has invested so much into the scene, who has owned the famous club, like internationally famous club, Spray Club, during 2004 until 2010. So the scene during those times was like booming. Then, unfortunately, like in all of the world, the globalization, you know, the virtual reality, all of us on the cloud learning the things, people started to mess up the things a little bit. And then all of a sudden we had some people that are more into money rather than being into, you know, building community. They entered the business, they took this, and they fucking ruined all what was built before. We've been working with so many co-workers, co-partners and stuff, but after that strike that the scene had, we were tired enough. not to say depressed, but we were sad about what we've been doing and where it went to. And then until we gathered the forces again, with my friend Arnor, of course, until we gathered the forces again, it was like that, 2015, the end of 2015. Actually, we started, the Kapsira started with a cooperation with Kosovo 2.0. During those times, I was working at Kosovo 2.0. Kosovo 2.0 was launching their next magazine, which was on sports. And Besa Luci, you should know her because you told me that. Yeah? And Besa Luci was looking for a good event. And on the other hand, me and Arnor were like trying to find that glimpse of where to start, you know? And it was this when Besa said that, as I was working there, I gave the idea. I told her that we have a special place in Pristina, which was never used, in this team. And it was the perfect place to start all over again.
So I guess this would, at least I would connect it with what you wrote on your like Facebook bio or about page, is that you don't necessarily see yourself just as a party or an event organizer, but you're very much in the community or coming from the, let's say, art scene, culture scene. How do those two interact?
I mean, it is more than natural to me because beyond all, we are human beings, you know? And if you do not connect to things with love, with passion, and with like what you do, spreading it so that whoever comes here to dance tonight, tomorrow they can be creative on something else, you know? That's the spirit. We are all human beings and we are connected with one another. If we separate, you see what happens, wars and that, I don't want to mention that. But if we all come together, we can survive in this world. Those human beings that are coming there, that want to be treated like they are, or whatever they are, or whoever they are, you have to respect. Like, you have to respect. No racism, no nationalism, no nothing. Respect everyone. And the rest comes.
Okay, I really believe in the utopian or the positive side of music. You know, how can it, yes, bring people together? What it comes from that? But being in reality as we are, how do you manage? I would say Hapsira is an underground community, right?
Yes, yes.
The music that is played or listened, it's not something that you would find on the national radio or represented really elsewhere. If it's like, and correct me if I'm wrong,
okay,
but if it's a bit of us versus them, as in that you're trying to do something that is not recognized by the general public or the politics or the financing system in the end, how do you...
I mean, we never had a plan about it, and we always knew that us versus them thing, but we never wanted to think about it. The only thing that was making us, you know, to restart again, because Hapsira was a renaissance for us. Why renaissance? Because the building in which we started the parties is named Rilindia Warehouse. Rilindia, translated in English, means renaissance, rebirth. So it was all so natural, you know, so natural that we never did think for a moment that there would be any sorts of, you know, any sorts of conflict between us and them. Besides that party thing you said, we are not only a party, we have this social responsibility fund we started at Visions of Beyond 3 years ago when Visions of Beyond started. And we said to people, okay, bring some food so that we can feed the poor. And maybe at the beginning they laughed. And at the first party we gathered only like 30 kilos. From party to party, people were bringing more and more food, more and more food, more and more food. Something that was being laughed at the beginning became Hapsira's main action. And maybe this is also one of the reasons, because we don't keep it, as you said, we don't keep it as just a party. We are connecting people. We are doing some I don't want to call myself humanitarian, because all of us should be so, you know, all of us should be in that. But people doing that thing, bringing some food, making them more than happy, even before the start of the event. And when the event starts, more than happy, and they just go back and spread the word.
Music-wise, how do you curate your events, your DJs?
The beginnings of Hapsira, we had more mainstream DJs, and it was a strategy. Because we knew that if we started with sorts of DJs we bring now, we would immediately fail. Because we knew that people like to experiment, but on the other hand, they are also not ready for experiments, you know? We thought, okay, we do the first party, with the first two parties with well-known names, and then we see step to the next step. What was the real plan? It really worked out. After it worked out, we just believed that we should take that next step. Do that what we wanted to do. Do that techno which was just in the scene in the West, and we were seeing it, and we wanted it here too, but we wanted more out of it. And the artists that are chosen to come to Hapsira's events, they first have to be like good characters more than artists. If you are a good character, you were born to be an artist. This is what I believe. So as being a person in the world of art, I have always seen this part of the artists too. The artists that value only the financial part of it, and the artists that really consider music as a source of, you know, enlightenment towards their audience, their friends, their fans, their whatever. So all the artists that come here are a selection of mine, I would say.
That brings me to my next question. Do you cooperate with any companies or the state to help you finance who you bring? Or basically, like, does the state recognize, or some, let's say, formal institutions, do they recognize the work that you do and that it is a cultural event?
Good point. Maybe the most important point, which should be touched. They recognize us formally because we are registered as an NGO. besides that, nothing else. I mean, really nothing else. We always get words that we will gain support from them. But let me tell you a fact. They still owe us money, let alone supporting us. The Ministry of Culture, the Department of Cultural Heritage, owes us money for the project of Visions of Beyond, which started in 2016. And it is so difficult because you're giving your everything. I left my job, my 8-hour daily job for Hapsira. Because it wasn't that easy, because people sometimes have ask me like, okay, you have enough time to do other things too. No, it's not about the time. It's about what you love to do, you know. Okay, I may have time to do another extra job, but then I would miss so many points with Phil Habsira today, with Phil Habsira and Feed Habsira today, you know. So it's not about everything is not about materialism. 2 years of Habsira, two friends sacrificing, not taking anything. This is why we are more comfortable today. So when it comes to sponsors, let me just tell you, if we cover 50% of the event before the event, we are more than happy. But we are not even at the 30%. So this is the sad reality. But
so what are the plans for the future?
Even though we have so many like long-term plans, when you come to the support of state, those long-term plans become always short-term plans. Even though you have what you think, but you can't just do it. To be more specific, the Real India warehouse building is a state-owned building, but it is under privatization, so the privatization agency has it. And we've been like for 3 years we've been fighting to get the place for a longer period of time, so that if you get it for a longer period of time, you can plan the things beforehand, what you want to do. Our main goal is still to turn that place into a multi-functional space where everyone, not only Habsira, everyone is free to make events. Everyone is free to come and give lectures, non-formal education, whatever. Because the law here says, until now, for the municipalities they have changed it, but it was like this. Every state-owned or municipality-owned building can be rented, but the business companies and the NGOs or social initiatives will not be like separated. They will be in one like tender. Mm-hmm. And how can you compete with a business? And this is how actually we lost our first space at Real India warehouse. We had a huge space. A textile company came. There was no board created. The answer we were getting when asking why we can't manage to take it for a longer period of time, it was that the board members are were relegated, and we still do not have any new board members. All of a sudden, it was that company that took it without the board members. So we are long-termist with a short-term reality of Kosovo right now.
Because that was one of the things I noticed during my brief Googling, which to say did not actually bring a lot of info, is that you have a few clubs. For example, that was like one of my things. Yeah. When you go to resident advisor,
yeah,
like the basic thing for every electronic music club, and you search for Kosovo, it gives you error 404, as in this does not exist.
Because after a fight, like a 3 year fight, personally, let me tell it, like with like more than maybe 300 exchanged emails in 3 years with the resident advisor staffs, I reached to they agreed to recognize Kosovo first of all, but something is missing there. I typed now, like maybe more than 20, 30 emails. They didn't respond because maybe they were like bored of me.
It basically, how do the visa regimes and the border? Basically, you know, the exchange of artists, of musicians,
so
with Kosovo, because as far as I know, the to get a visa and for which
so many procedures.
Some countries are a lot of bureaucracy.
Pain in the ass.
Quite a lot of money.
Yes.
And how do you deal with that? I mean, is there any way around?
They come, we don't go out.
That's basic.
I mean, this is it. They come, we don't go out. I was rejected 4 years ago for the Czech visa. And from that day, I never tried to apply. Even though we got many requests to go to many conferences. Because, yeah, Hapsira started to get international recognition and they are inviting us. We can apply for the visa, but we don't want. We don't want, and we tell them that we don't want. Because I don't have to apply for a visa to come and visit you, you know? And we want to show this. Let this be like thought as a way of a protest, you know? So that more that we tell the internationals, the Western world, that we can't just move as free as you, maybe the voices will be raised.
Ko novinarji govorimo o nam v nevsakdanjih krajih ali scenah, v tem primeru o dogajanju v nekdanjem kriznem žarišču, naše poročanje pogosto temelji na poenostavljanju in določenem pokroviteljskem odnosu. Visions of Beyond oziroma Hapsira se v selekciji programa in v smislu organizacije dogodka z lahkoto kosata s podobnimi mednarodnimi akterji. Kljub formatu rejva so DJ-ji na terenu vzpostavili vez z obiskovalci dogodka, kar je od čistega začetka kazalo na dejstvo, da občinstvo tu plesno lahkomiselnost združuje zahtevo po eksperimentiranju ter dinamiki setov, ki največjega poudarka ne namenjajo headlinerjem. V podobni miselni liniji tako ne smemo biti presenečeni niti ob dejstvu, da Hapsira kot osnovni steber svojega delovanja razvija družbeno odgovornost, a ne le kot modno muho, ki bi po naključju padla v trenutni trend politične ozaveščenosti v glasbi. Odprti termin za glasbo na temo kosovske Hapsire in festivala Visions of Beyond je pripravila Špela Cvetko.